Live, local, FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. Why do we say slept like a baby? Babies wake up every 2 hours crying. I want to sleep like my cat. 14 hours, no responsibilities, zero regret. Right, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Right, Doc?
That's true.
Folks, Mark Gleese is the one and only Northern Nevada exclusive dealer of First Source Pet Food, a premier nationwide fresh raw food for pets. Website, firstsourcepetfoodsreno.com. And Dr. Michelle Brim of the Moffitt Animal Clinic in Fernley has joined us. She knows animals, grew up on a farm, lived with animals, loves the raw, fresh pet food for health reasons. We love our pets. We want them to live a long time. It's raw, fresh dog food and raw, fresh cat food treats. As your website says, it's the raw food they deserve. And so they're here to take your question. Oh, look at this phone ringing already. 884-9910. That's 775-884-9910. We're talking pets, especially cats. My favorite topic, to my boss's dismay. Really, I got to say that just like people, for pets, it all comes down to diet. Right, doctor?
It sure does. Garbage in, garbage out.
Well, tell us about some garbage horror stories that you've dealt with at the Moffitt Animal Clinic in Fernley.
So we see more dogs there than cats. And what I see a lot is dogs with skin allergies. And these dogs can be tremendously improved just through diet. Sometimes we can even get them off their medications for their allergies.
Are there more allergies with pets now than before? Probably as food has changed.
Food has changed, yeah. There's more toxins in our environment.
And is it seasonal?
It can be in some dogs. In some dogs, it can be year-round.
So for skin allergies, is this a probably summer, spring, hot weather?
It can be worse in hot weather, that's for sure. Hot, humid weather. We don't have a lot of humidity, but sure have hot here and dry.
Now, the veterinarian would prescribe some sort of thing, which costs a lot of money, I imagine, right?
Yep, usually some sort of medication that mitigates the allergic response.
Okay, and what would that medication be?
There is medications called Apoquil, which is an oral medication. There's also injections that can be given that basically stop the itch cycle.
I mean, these poor dogs, they must, when they have it, it just must be agony for them, and you really want to help them out.
Yeah, they're miserable.
They're miserable. Tell us about how this raw, fresh dog food would help in this situation.
So I have a patient right now that's got just generalized allergies, redness all over the skin, hair loss from chewing. And when I first saw this dog and talked to the owners about what they were feeding, looked at the analysis, the nutritional analysis, and found out that even though the owners were feeding a grain-free diet, the food was about 40% carbohydrates. And that really blew them away. They didn't know that. And that's really the source of the problem with yeast infections, because carbohydrates, sugar, is just rocket fuel for yeast.
Do you run into people who feed their pets, their dogs, even their cats, human food? They think, they probably understand the benefits of raw, fresh food, but they'll feed them the fresh food that humans eat, right?
I think, yeah.
I used to know families that would put a little bowl, you know, by the dinner table for the dog, and it would be, you know, wouldn't have the hot dog buns or anything like that, but it would be the meat and a little potato and such. What do you say about that?
I think that's better than kibble.
Okay.
You know, if the owners are...
So it's not that bad?
I don't find, home-cooked food bad. Just needs to be evaluated and balanced so there's not excesses and deficiencies in nutrients.
Well, dog allergies, skin allergies can be a very expensive thing. That's the primary benefit here. Mark, what's your experience with these allergies?
I've seen a lot of dogs at about 4 to 5 years old will start to have some issues because their immune system is maturing. And, you know, I encourage people to go see a good, you know, a vet that understands about this stuff. But
have you had any personal experience?
Absolutely. We've had, it seems there's a lot of pit bulls that have allergies for some reason.
Yeah.
But the first thing we do is we look at the food that they're eating. And generally speaking, they're feeding a kibble that is 40 to 50% sugar and carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. That feeds the yeast, which causes the redness in the ears and the stinky ears or the licking of paws. So typically what we do is move them away from the sugar. I also take an added precaution of moving them away from any chicken. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the less expensive kibble dog foods are chicken-based. Typically, if...
Move them away from chicken?
Move them away from chicken.
The chicken's not good?
The research I've seen says only about 17% of the dogs out there can tolerate a chicken-based diet.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea.
So we move them away from chicken, get the sugar out of their systems. Hopefully, they'll see some improvement as a result of that. And sometimes it means, you know, it takes a little longer because they've been getting that food for 4 to 5 years. The system's not going to change overnight.
Doctor, is the primary or initial cause of these allergies the food? I thought it would be like an environmental cause or something in their genes.
It depends on the dog. Some dogs have primarily environmental allergens, and there's other dogs that have food allergies, and it can be difficult to tease those out. Some have both.
Mark, you chose a certain brand name for your raw fresh pet foods, and it's Blue Ridge Beef.
Blue Ridge Beef is it's a family-owned operation. They've been doing raw food since 1979. They're one of the pioneers in the raw food industry, and it's they just do a really good job of producing, packaging, and sanitizing.
I'm looking this up. They've been doing this since 1979.
Yes.
Yep. There was raw, fresh pet food packaged and sold to consumers back then.
They were raising greyhounds, and they couldn't find a proper commercial pet food for their dogs. So they were already raising beef, and they started, through a little bit of research and I think study, they came up with a diet that worked for their dogs, and other people started asking them for the food for their puppies, and they just started producing dog food.
I don't understand why it's USDA certified. I didn't think the USDA got involved with pet food.
Well, pet food regulation falls under the Department of Agriculture in most states, and so the USDA, if you're producing any type of food, whether it's a pet facility or...
Well, then how can we have this junk that's out there if the USDA goes through it? Weren't you just saying that a lot of them have sugar and things like that?
The USDA doesn't really concern themselves with the nutritional analysis of the foods.
Oh, really? Okay. Well,
just food safety.
Food safety. Okay. I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
Well, anytime there's a... You know, a recall, if you look at some of the pet foods that have been out there that are recalled for salmonella, for instance, listeria, or even E. coli, if there's outbreaks like that, the USDA is going to get involved. So is the FDA. And they're going to go and figure out where it came from. You know, so they'll track the food back to the source, who manufactured it, and they'll issue letters to that producer and saying, you know, you need to change or recall or do something.
We have the USDA and the FDA. So do they give more scrutiny to the raw fresh food as compared to the kibble, as you say?
I believe they do. And it may be as a result of the raw food people taking a little bite out of the bigger pet food manufacturers market.
Okay. Folks, you have questions about this. How do you get your pet started on raw food, and this is a totally new thing to so many people. If you have a question, 775-884-9910, And we'll have Mark and Dr. Michelle Brim of the Moffitt Animal Clinic in Fernley answer your questions. Imagine you have a few. So give us a call. We're going to take our break on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 11:16.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. In studio, one more segment with Mark Leese of FirstSourcePetFoodsReno.com and Dr. Michelle Brim of the Moffitt Animal Clinic in Fernley, if you have a question about your pet's health. Doctor, what's on your shirt? What does it say? You want me to read it? Okay. It's all fun and games until someone ends up in a cone. And there's a picture of a dog with a cone on its head.
The typical satellite dish, right?
That's veterinarian humor, folks. That's very cool. Do you sell that at Moffitt?
No.
Where's
this is a
fun?
Gift. This is a
oh,
gift.
Oh, it's a gift. Okay. So anyway, we were talking about the benefits of the raw, fresh diet. You say now, enough dog talk, okay? I'm a cat owner. I got three cats. There's a new cat study you mentioned. I'm dying to hear about this. What did Pottinger's cat study tell you, Mark?
Well, it's not a real new study. It was done back in the 1930s. And it.
I hope it lets us figure out these darn animals.
Well, it was a nutrition study, and they were trying to figure out what happens when you feed animals or people a different way. And so there was about 900 cats in the study over a 10-year period and multiple generations. And there's a book. It's called Pottinger's Cats. And, John, I'm going to get that book for you so that you can read it. But the study is pretty intense.
And, he had 900 cats and wrote a book about what he found out. I'm dying to read this.
Well, we'll get into detail on it at another show. Okay. We probably don't have the time for it today. But Pottinger's Cats, you can look it up. It's on Amazon.
What did it say about these?
The two groups were fed. One was fed a raw, natural diet. It was raw milk and raw meat. And the other group was fed processed foods, pasteurized milk. And the dramatic differences were huge. The raw diet cats lived longer, had less problems, just amazing results. The processed food cats had problems. And by
expensive problems.
By the
folks.
Third generation, they couldn't even reproduce.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yep.
Your fresh, raw pet food, run through the 9 ingredients. Did I ever ask you what is actually in this raw, fresh food for pets? What are the 9 ingredients?
So it's really 9 proteins. So
9 proteins.
They're 9 unique proteins, and they're not mixed with anything other than the meat and bone of that animal. So if it's a venison with bone, it's just venison and the bone of that animal, ground up, of course. But duck, quail, turkey, salmon, all these unique proteins are available on the blue, you know, with the Blue Ridge line. And they're unique in the sense that most other raw pet foods are mixed.
And, sure.
They have somebody else's idea of what they want to, you know, provide as far as protein to an animal.
What percent protein is your food?
Well, that's a hard question to answer, actually. But it's we have guaranteed analysis that's provided. I don't have it memorized. But mm-hmm. for each unique protein, yeah. It's typically you're going to see I'd hate to throw out a number and find out that I'm wrong, John. I don't have the thing in front of me.
Well, it's probably probably something humans should have. I mean, that much protein, the way you went through those ingredients, right?
It's very high protein and the fat. Of that
very
fat
high
animal.
Protein. Okay. How does a person get started? Do they nibble a little bit first, or is it just cold turkey? You go from the food you've been feeding your pets to the raw, fresh pet food that you offer.
You know, depending on the animal, there's actually a transition program on my website if you go to it, it talks about how do I move, transition my pet. And typically you'd start out pretty small, like 25% of the new raw food mixed in with whatever you're currently feeding that dog or cat. Mm-hmm. And then you move it along over a 7 to 10 day period to make it a complete new raw diet.
Okay.
And some dogs will go quicker. You know, you might see some things that the dog might have a loose stool. You can add pumpkin to the meal to get the fiber in there and reduce the looseness. There, you know, you just got to take it slow and watch your pet.
So, folks, you want to try this, you pick up at Mark's Cold Storage Warehouse in Reno or at your place in Pleasant Valley.
Correct.
You have a place there. Now, what if they don't want to buy a whole case? I mean, do you sell a little sample size
so
to let people try?
Last week we had a lady on, Rebecca Randolph. She works in a place called Paws, Positively Pets.
I heard of them.
They're in the Damani Ranch Shopping Center, the Walmart Shopping Center there. It's called Positively Pets, and they sell retail, single 2-pound chubs of my product. So you can go there and buy it. You know, 2 pounds or 4 pounds to get started.
Okay.
Or try it out.
What's the smallest size?
2 pounds.
2 pounds, okay. All right. Doctor, do you have this product at your pet clinic?
We don't sell this at our pet clinic.
Why not?
Well, if I had my choice, I would, but...
Oh, it's not yours.
It's not my choice. Okay. Not my clinic.
I gotcha. Okay, it's Moffitt Animal Clinic in Fernley. Okay, so... My gosh, it really fascinates me. It really does. I mean, this is such a change, I imagine, for pets. Do you have an age of the pet that it should work for? I mean, if you had an old cat or a new or a puppy or something like this, are we talking all ages, Mark?
You know, we'll probably have, I've got a wonderful woman, Janelle Miranda. She lives in Sparks, and she breeds Bengal cats. And as soon as those cats are weaned, they're on a raw food diet.
Super cats.
They're on a raw food diet, and she gives away some of our food with, you know, a cat that is purchased here. And those folks call me, and they're very happy to get more kitten mix, and that's what we call it. It's for cats of all ages, kitten mix.
It's very fresh. You keep it refrigerated.
Frozen,
I'm sorry. Are there people who cook this raw, fresh food? Or could you do that? What if they don't like it raw, and so your solution would be to cook it, and they would probably eat it, right, Doctor?
I've had some owners, when they're transitioning from kibble to totally raw, go through that cooked phase. Certainly there are animals that won't eat a raw food. I think yesterday morning when I was feeding my dogs, my chihuahua wouldn't eat her raw meat.
Bad dog.
And why? I don't know. But she ate it this morning, so.
Oh, they're fickle.
So that, you know, that might be a situation where, at least for a short period of time, you lightly cook it.
There is a transition period, right? Going from the kibble to the raw.
Generally speaking. But like I said, each animal is a little different. You know, I've had people transition like in a day. As soon as they smell the raw food, I had one customer up in Truckee. She's a retired canine cop, and her 6-year-old German Shepherd. Every time she would feed the Shepherd, she was feeding a kibble. The Shepherd would give her they call it the side eye. Like, really? You really want me to eat this stuff? And as soon as we moved her over to the raw, the dog was attentive, sitting there right while she was preparing the meal, and was anxious.
Hey, what are you doing? So it's all there. I mean, I'm asking you questions, but I can see you have all the answers already here on First Source Pet Foods Reno.com. You have a whole page of frequently asked questions. Did you write these, Mark, these answers?
It's a culmination of some of the things I wrote, some of the things other people have written. And there's also some videos on the bottom of the FAQ page
All right.
by Dr. Karen Becker. and it's strongly, they're only 9 minutes.
Get educated.
And the really shocking one is the hidden sugar in pet foods.
Okay. And
everybody would be shocked.
More people should know about it. Well, all right, we're out of time. Anything else you want to say at the end, my friend? Okay. How can people contact you again besides the First Source Pet Foods Reno.com, Mark?
775-846-8529.
Okay. And as Dr. Brim says, it's all fun and games until, let me see it. It's all fun and games until someone ends up in a cone. We're talking about dogs there. Thank you so much. Hope to talk to you again. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
appreciate
John.
It.
Thanks, John.
FirstSourcePetFoodsReno.com. All right, we'll be back with one more guest, one more segment after the guest, so we can do open topic again from now until noon. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 11:30.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
Live and local, John Potter. Welcome back. Welcome back. Can I read this that you just gave me?
Absolutely.
I think this is really good. Okay. John, the water in northern Nevada is rough. We are a small family-owned business competing with the big dogs. So we are grateful for this opportunity and hope this will help us reach additional customers outside of our community. Thank you in advance for having us. This, folks, is 911 water, and it consists of Crystal and Nicholas. And you're basically a water treatment supplier based in Churchill County in Fallon. You service reverse osmosis, water softener, UV lights, all backwashing systems, and you will test water on site or collect a sample for lab testing. Tell me about our water, you guys. I don't know a thing about it. Let's start with you, Nicholas.
Oh, about our water. I mean, if you look at it in a whole, we all need it. But it matters on different regions and different areas of the aqueducts and surface water where we pull for community, city supply waters. The chemistries are going to change drastically. There's a couple of places that I have that they have two wells on the property 50 feet apart. One has a lot of iron, the other one doesn't, for an example. So it's a need to test your water to know exactly what you're pumping out from.
Well, what are the concerns? So why test, and what would be the concerns about our water? That's a dumb question, because I know that, we die in a day without water, or 2 days, I don't know. But it's that important to us. It's like mattresses are important. We spend half our lives on them. Water is important because your body... it's a desperate need by the body.
It's a necessity.
And
it's
a necessity.
It's not just for us. It's for, everything from plants, trees, fish,
so how
wildlife.
Bad, what are the concerns? How bad can our water be?
Oh, you know what? Concern levels, you would actually look at bacteria in the water. That could be a health issue. Unfortunately, we do have higher levels of arsenic in our water in this northern Nevada region area.
So arsenic,
yes, sir. You got an arsenic, two types. You got a type 3 and a type 5 that flow through there. Churchill County, that I know I can speak truly of, is averaging a type 5. But if there's traces of type 3, I can convert that into a type 5 using oxidation. And then you can remove it on a lower cost, or you can spend money and just, that will treat 3 and 5 and remove the arsenic. That's throughout northern Nevada.
Do you do inspections at the home, or can people bring in water and have you test it? And
I typically, when a customer calls me up, there's a service call. Okay. I will come out. I will actually...
Well, that's good. I think that would tell you a lot more than somebody bringing in a vial of water. You're actually looking at their water system?
I'm looking at the water system or straight from the well. I collect it. I know I'm collecting it from that source. And then I will send it out for a complete panel for everybody of domestic water. Otherwise, I do just a basic issue of people's concerns, which is read a TDS, total dissolvable solids. That's anything that's dissolved in your water. I'll read that. I can read iron, pH, and hardness for you. That's all included in the service call.
You service Fallon, Fernley, Hawthorne, Winnemucca, Lovelock, Sparks, Reno, and surrounding neighborhoods. Crystal, how did she get involved in this business? How did it all start?
Nick's been doing this for about 20 years. When we met, we decided we were going to move out of California into a different place where we could have our horses in the backyard.
That's all my guests, California escapees. I swear. No, it is. It is.
Where are you from? Okay.
We fell in love with Fallon, and being that he was in the water for so long, our home was sold to us with arsenic in the water. We were told it wasn't harmful to us unless we had small children, which was an eye raiser. And so we started our business out here, and doing so, we have tripled our volume of clients within 4 years. And
so did it start with you, Nick? The interest in water?
Short quick story. Mm-hmm. Shortly after I got out of the Navy, I resigned in Marin County, was playing a mechanic, literally in a gas station mechanic type thing, and working on a Culligan service trucks. Well, it ended up that the owner of the Culligan was third generation I went to school with. And he came up to me, he's like, Nick, do you want to go home with clean hands? I said, what are you talking about? He says, come work for me. And made me his service manager right off the bat because he knew my personality and everything else and my knowledge. And from that point forward, I've been I call playing with water like a little kid, splashing around, and just found it interesting how water will is like a sponge. It just will absorb, sits there long enough, it will absorb whatever's around it and pull it right into it. And then we'll pump it out of the ground or drink it out of the rivers. And yeah, and that we can filter those impurities out. It's just crazy fun.
Just got a text, John, water equals life. Okay. I was trying to find the words for that. New customers only, mention this, John Potter, and we will honor a 5% discount. Well, listen, Nick, I'm honored that John Potter gets a 5% discount with new customers. If there's one thing I wanted to achieve in life, it was that. You guys have 20 plus years of water treatment experience, and as Crystal was telling us off air, you moved here. Well, you have horses, right? You want land? Okay, they love land. They love water. What do people not know about their water? What did you learn, Nick, once you got into this business? Is it simple, or is it a very complicated thing that shocked you and truly educated you?
Well, let's put it this way. What I found with people, I found people who live in city and have municipal water, unfortunately, all believe that since it's coming from the city, it's great water. They're only allowed to treat for the harmful stuff in it. They're not taking everything out of the water. It's too expensive. They're not softening your water. So different areas will have hard water. You'll have sediments coming through. You'll have the chlorine, so they're disinfecting, which isn't really healthy for you in the long run and your appliance. It's an aggressive chemical, but it works. With people on well water, Some older people, I drink out of the garden hose. Well, that's still not the best water. But chemistry of the water is different everywhere. And I just want to educate people, let them know what's in the water, what we can do it, and what do you want out of your water. And that's the route I will go. I'm not going to make you by something that you don't want.
All right. What is it that, what is your treatment? How do you treat the water? What, a machine or something?
There's multiple different ways of going about it. You can use a backwashing units, which are point of entry, a POE. So that's going to come from the main to the house and hit every faucet, toilet, dishwasher, and all that. And then you'll have multiple units of that, or you can go canister type, which you have to change those filters annually, sometimes every 6 or 9 months. Matters on how aggressive the water is on well systems, which you're not using waste. It's not backwashing, so you're not wasting water that way. I prefer backwashing units because for the long run, it's going to last you 7 to 15 years compared to every 6 to 12 months, you're going to have to change a filter. Then you have a point of use. Point of use is just in reverse osmosis that's underneath your sink. You have an extra faucet at the top on your sink counter. You pull from there. That's giving you pure water, 98.1% pure water. It's stripping anything and everything out except bacteria.
Nick, I've had friends tell me that they've had people come to their house, water softener people, whatever, and their eyes bug out when they find out how much this costs. How can you make this water, saving our water at a home, how can you make that affordable?
How can I make that affordable for you? One is my overhead. Plain and simple. This is our first major advertisement besides on Facebook or on my truck or word of mouth. We don't post billboards. We don't run TV ads. You get me? Who you're talking to now, if you called me up, this is who you would get at your door.
So you don't have the overhead.
I don't have the overhead.
Okay, so it's a lot more economical to have you two experts come out. Your motto is, you deserve clean water. Powerful.
I don't know
stuff.
If I'd say it in that tone of voice. I'm a ham.
What is the thing where, and I have this in Vegas, where you have the big tub and you have to fill it with salt pellets?
The brine tank?
Yeah, I had that in Vegas. I thought, what the heck is this? But I kept doing it.
You use a brine tank, which is sodium chloride, that will help clean the water softener. So you got a water softener because you have hard water, calcium and magnesium buildups, hard deposits. You have a charged media inside that tank that's called resin. Once that, there's a program that you set on the computer board, after so many gallons or so many days, it regenerates and it draws that brine water out of the sodium chloride and pushes all the hard deposits off that resin and coats it with sodium and then backwashes it out, and then it's just a vicious cycle back and forth of sodium and hard deposits over that resin.
There's so much to get into with this. We're running out of time, but we didn't even touch on the difference between well water and the city water and what you folks should know about the water you're getting. But let me get your website out, which is, I don't see it, Nick.
admin@911cleanwater.com.
Okay, let me write that
down. I'm sorry. The website or the email? That was the email address.
Oh.
The website's 911cleanwater.com. Sorry
about
that.
That's easy. Okay,
yeah.
911cleanwater.com.
Correct.
And can people contact you through that website?
Yes.
Yes.
And what's your and you can Google this too, right? 911 water?
Correct.
It'll come up?
It'll pop up.
You're the only one in the country with that name, 911 water?
You know what?
I think so.
In the country, I might be, but you know what? We get 911 restoration calls too, and I'm sorry I can't fix your flooded house.
All right. All right, folks. Well, it's good meeting you. And your phone number, can I give that out?
Please.
All right, 775-691-1911. Mention John Potter and get a 5% discount. I accomplished something in my life, finally. All right, Nick and Crystal, thank you so much. That's nine.
No, thank you.
Yes, 911cleanwater.com. Thanks, folks.
Thank
you. All right, back, folks, for a solo segment next. Last segment, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1149.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. John Potter live and local, end of the show now. Yeah, we just hit 90 degrees. I just checked. 90 degrees, our current temperature in Reno.
Oh, we made it.
Well, of course, we did today. This morning, the National Weather Service office in Reno updated their high temperatures for today and for the weekend. And now the record high Saturday in Reno was 98 degrees in 1910. Today they predict 97. The way it's going, though, we could hit 99, tie the record at least. And 90 degrees are predicted for tomorrow. And I predict the hordes have descended on Sand Harbor and other Tahoe beaches for that 10-degree break, which Tahoe is usually about 10 degrees cooler. And trying to park at a Lake Tahoe beach in this weather is, got to warn you, just like entering the Hunger Games, only with more paddle boards, passive-aggressive Subarus, and tourists who are saying to each other, gosh, why don't the locals smile more here? Because of you guys! And for this year, of course, they changed Sand Harbor parking to all reservations, and parking on Route 28 and walking to Sand Harbor is no longer allowed. I've already heard from people say things like, whoever designed beach parking in Tahoe clearly hated happiness. I don't know if it's true. I gave some tips earlier. I go to Sand Harbor like at 4 or 5 in the afternoon, always park in then. Bring a little tent and a blanket, lots of room on the beach at that time, hang around, chill until the sun pops down over the ridge a few hours later. Other things I can recommend if you can't get to Sand Harbor and don't like to deal with the crowds, I love West End Beach at Donner Lake. Look what I'm doing. I'm crowding my favorites. I'm giving away my tips, but it's nice. It's less crazy than Sand Harbor, and I love Nevada Beach at State Line. Although it was easier if you stayed at the old Lakeside Inn Casino and you could park there and walk to it. And I really miss Lakeside. And, you know, always the backyard. So please stay cool. We got some radio station news. We have some new shows. Somebody very concerned texted or emailed Craig and wanted to know, are you messing with Armstrong and Getty? Well, are we?
No, it's staying 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. All the schedule is staying the same pretty much except for replacing Tom Sullivan with Mr. Guy Benson. So that's the only major change. Now, one thing I did want to mention, those people that listen specifically for Jimmy Fallon, the first hour of his show, because we're in Armstrong and Getty, does not play from 9 to 10. But it does play in the evening from 8 to 9. So we'll play the first hour and the last hour in the evening. So the hour you didn't hear, you'll hear it in the evening if you tune in.
You programmers are maniacs.
I know, right? I'm taking the whole thing home with me and satellite control home with me. So if anything arises tomorrow, I can jump on it as soon as it...
You have the power. I have to be very extra nice to this guy. Because the way they move around talk shows, you know, I could walk in here and it will be the Phil Galbraith show on a Saturday. So minding my P's and Q's. So anyway, have a great weekend, folks. I was going to mention garage sales, but I think I would get carried away talking about garage sales because you can't shut me up on some topics. I appreciate the emails, of course. To the radio station. Also, my personal email is renoman47@yahoo.com. And your texts, I enjoyed. I don't have time during the show to read all these texts, but next Saturday, if you texted me today, I'll I'll get into those tomorrow. What else can we promote? We got a baseball game on the
We got AM a baseball station. Game starting at the pregame show on KCMY AM 1300 starts at 12:40 p.m. this afternoon with the first pitch of 1:10. What I did want to mention is it just vacated my mind.
AM 1300. In the 1970s, I used to come by and visit my buddies who worked at AM 1300 KPTL in Carson City. And then I would go and visit my buddies at KOWL on the second floor of Harrah's Lake Tahoe. We were all playing like music on AM radio. And I think KPTL had Paul Harvey in Carson City.
I'm not 100% sure, but I believe you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure. And at the time, I was doing the morning show at KCBN, which is now AM 1230. God knows what they put on that frequency.
Well, the funny thing, everybody hears Craig Swope in the mornings and actually throughout the day because he records the weather throughout the day.
But yeah.
He was here doing KPTL when you were coming to visit.
Probably so. Oh, my God. We're talking, 50 years?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's been here in the market forever.
Well, it's a pleasure being here. I enjoy it. And thank you, Craig, for all the help today. And, folks, I'll talk to you next Saturday if Craig doesn't get the urge to make any change here. Next Saturday, 9 to noon. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.